You are listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3, a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening both on stage at the Majestic Theater as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or the Ted Herbert Music School, you can contact us at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. It is a new year here, and we've got an exciting list of shows for you this year. My name is Abel Robert Dion. I'm the artistic director of the Majestic Theater and the administrator of the Ted Herbert Music School. With me today is Sierra Jones, who's appearing in our upcoming dinner theater comedy, Elvis Has Left the Building. Welcome, Sierra. And hello.
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm great to have you here. We asked who was available today, and after the new year, everyone's like, we have to get back to work. So thank you for coming in today to talk about this hilarious show. Elvis Has Left the Building is happening January 19th through the 21st at the Executive Court Banquet Facility. It is a dinner theater performance, which means advance reservations are required. For tickets, you can give us a call at 669-7469. You can get them online. I always say don't purchase them online because you pay a fee, and we don't see that fee. So definitely give us a call or stop by our box office. We'd much prefer to just sell you a ticket and not charge you an extra fee. We'll talk about tickets a little later in the program, but as always, I want to make sure we start by letting you know what's happening. We are heading into 12 to 16 weeks of amazing theater. More shows, and it's amazing how many shows we have in the next 3 months. I'm just going to give you the next couple. As always, you can go to our website, click on calendar for a full calendar. But in January, we have actually two shows that have an Elvis touch to them. And we didn't really do that on purpose. It just happened that way. First one, which is what we're going to talk about today, is Elvis Has Left the Building. And again, I said that was January 19th through the 21st, Dinner Theater. And we also have the story of Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie, Young Performers Edition. And that's happening January 26th through the 28th at the Derry Opera House. As you know, all performances in Majestic Theater, whether they be at Executive Court or at the Majestic Studios on Page Street or at the Derry Opera House, you want to call the Majestic directly for tickets. Don't call those venues because they'll just send you back to us. And then obviously, Elvis Has Left the Building is the first of four dinner theater performances. On our next program, we'll tell you about the next one, which is called Are We There Yet? It's a musical comedy, and you'll hear more from those people and the Bye Bye Birdie Jr. kids at that time. But I want to make sure we jump into, because today is all about Elvis. And it was interesting when I typed it online to see what was out there for Elvis. More stuff came up that I could ever use, but I did find a couple of really cool things. But we want to make sure we start by talking about our show. So welcome, Sierra. Sierra, tell us, you've done a couple of Majestic things. Tell us about yourself, what role you play, your past history, your favorite color, whatever. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, this is my second Majestic show. Actually, last January, I did my first one with our dinner theater Drinking Habits. And in that show, I played a reporter. And now when Elvis Has Left the Building, I'm playing another reporter.
Wow. The two reporters are different, though.
Very different. Yeah, oh, yes.
How are those characters different from last year to this year?
In Drinking Habits, the character had a lot of confidence, but she was very forward-thinking and very into her career, and career came first, and no love life or anything like that. This reporter likes to embrace her womanly ways to try and get what she wants and dig up anything she can into a story.
Fun stuff.
Very fun role.
Now, you said, so it's been a whole year since you did Majestic?
It's been a whole year.
Goodness gracious. I, you know, we have so many shows that it flies by. Like, I still can't believe it's actually 2018.
I know.
But what other things have you done? Where have you been this past year?
Over this past year, I did one with Bedford Off Broadway. We did a great show. It was a pretty funny comedy, and that was also directed by Joe Polonzi. And I played this totally neurotic little girl named Smitty who was having a meltdown the entire time she was on stage. It was one of these play within a play things, and she did not want to be there. The name of that show was called Play On.
Okay. And Joe, and as you said, Joe Polonzi, who does a lot for Bedford Off Broadway, great, great company, great, great shows. Joe is also directing Elvis Has Left the Building this year, and Joe's directed a couple of things for us over the past couple of years. So Elvis Has Left the Building. All right, and you just heard that. We are downtown if you just did not hear that fire truck going by. There's nothing happening. Elvis Has Left the Building. Hilarious comedy. I have to admit, when I read this show, I laughed. It's a very, very funny show. But obviously, why should someone come and see this show? I mean, there's lots of comedies out there. There's lots of fun things. Why would you come and see a show like this?
Everything about this show, from the minute we did the read through to every rehearsal, has just been a really great ride. It's been totally fun. And I think one of the things that makes this show unique is how great the cast just interacts and the great chemistry we all have. And each character in the show is very unique and different, from the very Southern colonel to the German secretary. It's all over the place. And it's just a fun, lighthearted, goofy show.
And we all want to talk about the cast, and I'm just looking at my papers here, and the cast list did not print for me, so we're going to have to talk through it. Okay, so you can help me with this.
I got you.
So Sierra, you're playing the character. What's the name of your character?
Jill Tanner.
Jill Tanner. And also we also have playing the Colonel, Alan McPherson, who's been away from us for a while, who's back doing that. Alan has a long, long list of shows throughout Southern New Hampshire. We also have Daniel Shays, who's playing Roscoe.
Yes.
Dan has taken a break from us. He's been doing some other theater stuff, but he's back. He also has a short stint as Elvis. There are actually two Elvises that appear in this show.
Yes, there are.
And we also have, it's on the tip of my tongue, Jonathan Kaplan, who's also playing, who's playing the other role.
Candy.
Candy, thank you. And we cannot forget Liz Fontanella, who's playing the German.
Trudy.
And I think that's everybody, right?
That's all of them.
And again, this show is directed by Joe Polanzi, assisted by the princess herself, Amy Baker. And I'll tell you, I've not been sitting in your rehearsals, but I hear them, and you guys are really having a great time. It's always great to be sitting in the office and hearing the laughter. I mean, when you guys, and you guys have been rehearsing for a while, so the fact that you can still, you know, in rehearsal, I hear the laughter, you know that it's a funny show. And literally, the audience will laugh from beginning to end. Let me tell you a little bit about this show. I'm going to give you the synopsis. Elvis Has Left the Building is a comedy by V. Kate, and here's what it's about. It's December 20th, 1970, and Elvis Presley has disappeared. No one, not even his wily manager, the Colonel, knows of his whereabouts. But the Colonel is all shook up. See what they did there? All shook up. Because he has racked up a secret debt. And with the king himself missing, the only way to pay it off is to find an Elvis impersonator within 24 hours. Hijinks ensue as the colonel takes desperate measures to replace a man who is irreplaceable, all while keeping the prying eyes of a nosy reporter, played by Sierra, at bay in figuring out what has happened to the real Elvis. What should audiences expect when they see this show? It's a fun show.
It's fun. It goes a lot of different directions, and there's a lot of really great physical comedy going on as well. It's just enjoyable to watch from beginning to end. You never quite know what the Colonel's going to cook up next to try and get himself out of this ridiculous situation that he put himself in.
You know, and I think, too, you know, it's funny because with dinner theater, some people think, oh, this is a well-written script, too, really. I mean, it's obviously, it hasn't been on Broadway and all that. But when I read the script, I was like, oh, there's some clever turns in this that you don't expect as you're reading through it. And you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And like I said, I very seldom laugh out loud when I read a script for the first time. And I was like, we have to do this show. As you know, this is a dinner theater performance. We do 4 dinner theater performances a year. And I can't say that enough, because I always get calls from people in the summer and say, when's your next dinner theater? And I say, January. And they say, well, why? And I always say, because we use the Executive Court Banquet Facility in Manchester, which is one of the busiest banquet facilities in Southern New Hampshire. And once you hit wedding season, I can tell you right now, you're not going to get in there for an event because they've been very booked out long, long, long time in advance. So is a dinner theater. There is a set menu for the weekend. It is an artichoke chicken. And let me tell you what that is. It's a chicken breast saute with artichokes, sun-dried tomatoes, and pancetta, finished with a tarragon cream sauce, chef's choice of vegetable and starch. Now, if you're like me and you don't like artichokes, trust me, you can pick them off. It's not going to ruin the meal. And I will tell you that if you are a vegetarian or you need a gluten-free option for any of our dinner theaters, we can do that with an advance notice, but it ends up being the chef's choice. And they always pull something together that's very, 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 very tasty. And as always, there's a cash bar. And the good thing about our dinner theaters is once you buy the dinner theater ticket, it is all-inclusive. Includes the meal, the show, the gratuity, and everything. And if you haven't checked out Dinner Theater, it's really just a fun, it's just a fun evening out. And a lot of times people will use that as an opportunity to get together with their siblings and their spouses, their friends. There's tables of 10. If you're only two, we'll put you with other people. Some people buy a whole table of 10 and they bring the whole family. But it really, really is a good time. And so you definitely want to check that out. And like I said, we have four dinner theaters, January, February, March, and April. So make sure you definitely book your tickets early. The earlier you book them, obviously, the better seats you get. And also this year, I want to say that we're bringing on Kelsey Dominey. And I want to bring that up because one of the challenges of dinner theater is it is a smaller stage. And how do you put on these big elaborate productions when literally we build the theater inside the executive court? We bring in the stage, the lighting, the curtains, mm-hmm. the set, everything. And this year we brought on the artistic stylings of Kelsey Dominey, who has directed some stuff for us in the past. Her husband Mike also teaches acting for the music school. And she's going to be doing all the sets for all of the dinner theater and studio performances this year. So that's good. And she's extremely creative. And I was really
fantastic.
Excited to see what she came up for this show, because it's just going to give our dinner theater shows that extra boost that we needed to just make the production values that much better, so that I'm not up there painting like I was in Journey Habits at the last minute, painting the set and getting that all done. So we welcome Kelsey as well. You just say that the show is suitable for everybody?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty clean. I don't think there's anything in it that would not be suitable for younger people.
No, I think anyone could enjoy the show. Absolutely.
You know, and we actually, dinner theaters for us are mostly adults. And I think it's just because, you know, it's the price point is like you typically bring a family of four out for a dinner theater. But at the same time, too, all of our shows are PG. So you can bring the kids if you choose to bring the kids. You can do that as well. So you talked a little bit about your character. Talk about how your character interacts with, like, the other characters.
So really the only character that I spend a lot of stage time with is with the Colonel. And that's about it. I'm briefly on stage with Roscoe for about 4 seconds, and the whole time he's trying to avoid eye contact because he doesn't want to turn to stone. But when I'm looking and interacting with the Colonel, I'm trying my best to intimidate him and really just dig as much of a story out of it I can and really kind of make a mountain out of a molehill there. With any information he gets at me, but I try and come on strong. And Jill's character really tries to do everything in a very flirtatious manner.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting on his desk. She's throwing herself into him.
Now, wasn't part of your part last year a nun?
Yes.
Okay, so this is just a little different than last year.
Just a little.
So she's flirting with him, and does the Colonel fall for it, or what's the... What's the type of I mean, Alan McPherson is such a great actor
against. He's so fun.
So how does the Colonel react to that? Do you get him?
I do get him. He tries his best to kind of come at me and put up a front and not fall for it. But from the second he hears that I'm even in the studio, he's like shaking at the knees and immediately knows that I'm going to get something out of him. And he tries his best, but he does eventually go down.
So you're like a tabloid reporter in some ways.
Yes.
Okay. How is this character? So thinking back to other characters you played, because I always say it's one of the biggest challenges as an actor is, you want to make each character different and unique in its own mm-hmm. way, because you don't want to be the type of actor that always plays the same character. And like you said, even though you're playing a reporter again this year, it's totally different than last year when you played a reporter. How do you approach that? I mean, how is this different than other things you've done on stage, either for Majestic or other
definitely
theaters?
Oh, it's definitely different. I've been doing community theater for about a year and a half now, and each character I've played has been incredibly different from the last.
How do you build that? How do you build that character? Do you think about a character you know in real life?
I try and find little things in the script, and I look at how the character interacts based off just the stage directions of how she moves and interacts with the other characters and how they react with them to kind of get the feel for how other people take them. And that's kind of one of the first things I look at. And then I try to see if there's someone in real life or on TV that I think could maybe be like a distant relative of the character, not quite, but sort of close to it.
It's, and that's the thing. It's when you're doing, if you're doing Sound of Music, well, the character Maria is a given thing.
Right.
And you can watch the movie. You can, watch the several movies now. Go online and look. When you have a show like Elvis Has Left the Building, there isn't already this is the way it needs to be done, which
right.
is actually kind of more fun.
There's a ton of room to play around
that's
and
what
really
it is. You can
explore
make it
different
your
things.
Own. You can
oh,
make
yeah.
it your own. And I always say, too, when I'm on stage, it's how the other characters interact with you, too, because Like I've done Daddy Warbucks a couple times, and each time the Grace has been a different type of character. So, you know, and how you get your energy off of each other. And like I said, you know, knowing what the cast that we have for Elvis has left the building, it's really, the chemistry is just awesome. We just have great group of people that are just really going to put on an amazing show.
Absolutely.
And if you're, I want to make sure I tell you, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater. And we're talking about Elvis Has Left the Building, which is our January dinner theater happening at the Executive Court, January 19th through the 21st. For more information or for tickets for any of our performances or for our calendar, you can call 669-7469 or visit us at majestictheater.net. We do have a full-color brochure, and we've got cases of them. We've sent them out. Definitely, if you haven't gotten our full-color brochure for the year, give us a call. Or shoot us an email and we'll send it right out to you, because, or if you have a group that you're part of, it may be a civic group, a social group, a family group, we'll send you a whole stack of them. You know, we'd love to get these brochures out. And the good thing about the brochure is it literally has every single theater show we have within our season. And our season has just started. Elvis Has Left the Building is only the third show out of 14. So you have a lot of great theater you have for this year, and I'll tell you, always get tickets early, because we don't sell bad seats, but if you order your tickets early, you get even better seats. Do you have a favorite part of Elvis Has Left the Building?
I definitely do. I love the very beginning of the show when Roscoe makes his first entrance, and Dan Shays just does the most hilarious complete physical comedy pretending to be a dog. And it cracks me up every time. And each time we run the rehearsal, he's always doing something different to it, adding to it more and more and more. And he just cracks me up. It's my favorite part in the whole show.
I can hear you guys laughing when he comes on and doing that. Any funny moments within the rehearsals that you can share on the radio?
Yeah, we're at the point where we're almost off book, trying to be, not quite there yet. And Alan is doing a great job. He has so much dialogue in the show, and he's got such a real fun character that he's really playing around with, and we're not quite sure what's going to come out of his mouth each time we're at rehearsal now, because it's a little different. And at the rehearsal last week, he kept calling the guy that plays Candy, he kept calling him Curly.
Curly.
And then there's another character that's not in the show but is referred to as Eddie, and every time he gets to the name Eddie, he said something completely different every time.
The joy of live theater. And by the time we hit the show week, it'll be like perfect.
Oh, yes.
You know, and which I'll say tongue in cheek, because really with live theater, you know, what makes live theater not film is the fact that you can play with it. And every night you're going to get the same great show, but every night's going to have its own, you know,
little moments.
Yeah. You know, and part of that too is because, you know, a Friday audience might react different to different parts than a Saturday audience or a Sunday audience. And that's always the joy of doing shows, you know, and you've done, you know, Majestic Show before. Our audiences, I can say this because a lot of actors have told me, are like the best in the world, because they're very supportive, they're very responsive. So it's the other thing too, is like if you go to a theater show and, you know, hey, if you've never been to a theater show, maybe this is an opportunity for you to check it out. And, you know, you're going to realize that, you know, you're in a whole group of people that just are going to react. They're having fun. It makes you have that much more fun. The actors are having fun on stage. It just really makes for a great thing. I spent some time in San Francisco, and I'll tell you, if you ever want to go to a movie, it's so much different out there than it is here, because I went to the movie in the Castro, and it was the movie Halloween, which I'd seen 5,000 times. But the way the audience reacted as a community, I felt like I lived there. It was so awesome. I'm thinking, I wish we kind of had that here. But you can do that, you know, maybe not at the movies, but at the theater, you can definitely kind of feel like you're a big piece of that. So I want to make sure, because we're racing through, and time is always a thing, but I found this thing that I want to make sure I read, because it's kind of funny. We've always heard the term Elvis Has Left the Building. I was able to find online the true story behind the popular phrase. And this is actually an article that was just came out last August. I didn't know this story, and I'm going to read it to you real quick. This is from People Magazine. It was written by a gentleman named Jordan Runtagh, R-U-N-T-A-G-H. And he tells us as where the phrase came from. This is from people.com. From music to movies, fashion to food, Elvis Presley's influence on culture has been pored over in exhaustive detail since he emerged as an entertainment titan more than six decades ago. Even his "Fit for a King" exit line, uttered by many a concert promoter, has become absorbed into the popular lexicon. Elvis has left the building. Summing up, his status is more than a man but a force of nature. The colloquialism has taken on a life of its own in the 40 years since Presley left the building for good. Remarkably, the origin of the popular catchphrase can be traced back to one man at one date, and it's all on tape. Story begins December 15, 1956 in the Louisiana city of Shreveport. Presley, not quite 22 years old, was due to make what would be his last appearance on the popular radio program Louisiana Hayride, singing live on air across 28 states. The regular exposure, not to mention the $18 per week fee, must have seemed ideal when he first signed with the show as an up-and-coming singer in 1954. But with his hits piling up, his movie career on the rise, and television god Ed Sullivan paying him a reported $50,000 for a single appearance, he was ready to part ways with the program. Presley brought out the remainder of his contract with Louisiana Hayride for a rumored $10,000 on the condition that he play one final show. The 10,000 teenagers packed into a cramped building in the Shreveport Fairgrounds that December night screamed through Presley's entire set. Unfortunately, bizarre scheduling practices made him only the third performer on a packed bill, and the shrieks for an encore drowned out into the next unlucky artist. When it became clear that Presley would not return to the stage, many in the crowd made a dash for the door, hoping to catch a glimpse of the king making his exit. That's when the show's announcer, Horace Hoss Logan, uttered his immortal words, "All right, all right, Elvis has left the building," he boomed over the PA. "I've told you absolutely straight up to this point, you know that. He has left the building. He left the stage and went out back to with the policeman, and now he is gone. Please take your seats." So that's how we came up with Elvis has left the building. I thought that was kind of cool.
That's kind of neat.
You know, it's one of those things that's like, all right, you know, we all say it.
Yeah.
But you think, you know, where did that come from? So again, that was from People Magazine, people.com, if you want to check it out. So I have a thing, and I gave Sierra, because she's not seen this, and I've not seen this, so we're going to do a kind of like a Fast and Furious Elvis fun facts at the end. But before we do that, I want to make sure we've gotten everything about the show, because we want people to come, you know, whether you like Elvis or you don't like Elvis, come and see Elvis Has Left the Building for Dinner Theater Performances, January 19th through the 21st. Advance reservations are required. Start of our dinner theater season. Hilarious show. Is there anything else that I forgot that we want to make sure we add in about the show?
I think you got most of it, but I'd just like to add that out of all the theaters that I've been involved in the past year and a half, I've done a lot all throughout the state, but the dinner theater is by far my favorite. It's the best stage. It's the best audience, and it's just a night of just total fun for everyone involved. And I still got family members and aunts and uncles and friends that stop me and ask me all the time, when's the next dinner theater show? Well, it's January.
Yeah, January 19th to the 21st. And definitely check it out, because I'll tell you, a dinner theater, and I'll be honest, people ask us, why do we do dinner theater? Dinner theater is a lot of work, because it's loading a huge new hall, building a stage, building the lights, building the set. And we literally, and a little helpful hint, we do that. We do all of that typically the day before it opens. So we usually move it on the Thursday. However, with this first dinner theater, because we are slave to the executive court schedule, and that's not a criticism because they're awesome and they're really busy, we are actually moving this show in the day of the show. We move in the show. We're going to put the set together, put the lights together, rehearse as much as we can, and then do the show that night. Now, you might say, how does that work? Well, it works because we got a great cast, first of all. And it also works because we are able to rehearse in our studio theater, and the studio theater stage is identical within a foot of the dinner theater stage. So when we bring the show, you know, it's one of those, you have three performances, not like we have a couple weeks to do previews. You have to be able to do it. So we're blessed that we have great people on the show, a great team of people behind the scenes, and you definitely want to catch it. So I want to use our last, so we have less than 5 minutes left, okay?
All right.
So I want to make sure before we do this that you know, and we've said it 8,623 times, Elvis Has Left the Building, January 19th through the 21st. Check it out. Do not wait until May to go to a dinner theater, because you will have to wait till next winter. But definitely check it out. Give us a call for tickets, and we would love to see you. We're going to end today. We have less than 5 minutes, and we have 55 interesting facts about the King of Rock and Roll. Now, we have 5 minutes. I don't know that we're going to. Let's see how many of these. We're going to do this fast and furious. And let's see how many of these we can get through. Sierra and I are going to go back and forth. And as we go through these, think about how many that you know. And then when we run out of time, I'll say we're out of time and we'll end the program. All right, you ready?
All right.
You want to start? Or you want me to start?
You can start.
All right. Well, I get the easy one. All right, here we go. His full name was Elvis Aaron Presley.
He was born on January 8th, 1935, and passed away on August 16th, 1977.
The general development of Presley's voice is described by critic Dave Marsh as high and thrilled in the early days, lower and perplexed in the final months.
Elvis Presley was born in
Tupelo,
Mississippi, and relocated to Memphis, Tennessee with his family when he was 13 years old.
And this is from the person who couldn't say Louisiana.
Yeah.
Sorry. Number five. His music career began there in 1954 when he recorded a song with producer Sam Phillips at Sun Records. Accompanied by guitarist Scotty Moore and bassist Bill Black, Presley was an early popularizer of rockabilly, an up-tempo, backbeat-driven fusion of country music and rhythm and blues.
RCA Victor acquired his contract in a deal arranged by Colonel Tom Parker, who managed the singer for more than two decades. Presley's first RCA single, Heartbreak Hotel, was released in January 1956 and became a number one hit in the United States.
He was regarded as a leading figure of rock and roll after a series of successful network television appearances and chart-topping records. His energized interpretations of songs and sexually provocative performance style, combined with a singularly potent mix of influences across color lines that coincided with the dawn of the civil rights movement, made him enormously popular and controversial.
As a teenager, Presley's musical talent interests were wide-ranging, and he was deeply informed about African-American musical idioms as well as white ones.
Though he never had any formal training, he was blessed with a remarkable memory, and his musical knowledge was already considerable by the time he made his first professional recordings in 1954 at the age of 19.
When Jerry Leiber and Mike Stoller met him 2 years later, they were astonished at his encyclopedic understanding of the blues.
In November 1956, Presley made his film debut in Love Me Tender.
In 1958, he was drafted into military service. He resumed his recording career 2 years later, producing some of his most commercially successful work, before devoting much of the 1960s to making Hollywood films and their accompanying soundtrack albums, most of which were critically derided.
Right. So we're out of time. We got to 12 of them. Well, that's almost
55,
not bad. Right?
I'll take it.
But you know, you can actually go online and you can check out all these. And there's more than I knew we weren't going to get to all 55. But this is on a site, and the name of the site is funny. But this is a really great list, especially if you are a Elvis Presley fan. This is from uselessdaily.com. That's an actual site, www.uselessdaily.com. It's an article, just type in Elvis Presley, do a search. It's from May 3rd, 2017 by Avita Gogoni, and definitely check it out. It's called Elvis Presley Trivia, 55 Interesting Facts About the King of Rock and Roll. Wow, so we didn't get to all of them, but check those out. Check out Elvis Has Left the Building, January 19th through the 21st on Dinner Theater Performances. You will not be disappointed when you come to this show. I can guarantee that. We want to thank you for listening to Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. Hope to see you soon at the theater or in the halls of the Ted Herbert Music School. And remember that the world's a stage and music is the voice of the soul. We will see you next time.